यदा हि धर्मश ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अद्युतानम् अधर्मश तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता धर्म संस्थापना युगे युगे शंभवामि युगे युगे हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्त्येव नास्त्येव नास्ते गतिरन्नथा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण डियर डिवोटीज एंड वेलकम टू आवर वीकली कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस प्रोग्राम एंड Today I'll continue with Ram Katha, but before that I would like to invite all the listeners, all the devotees to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesfield Riverhead Highway, where every Sundays we hold a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans. Then we have Aarti of their Lordships at 12:30. Remember, the Aarti starts at 12:30. Please endeavor to be there for the Aarti. It is very auspicious to see the Lord's face during Aarti. So please come along on time. And after Aarti, we'll have discourse on Krishna consciousness philosophies based on Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. And then we have Guru Puja of our Foundacharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And we finish the day's program at 2:30 with Vegetarian Feast. Please come along, join us, and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
So I will continue with Ram Katha, the pastimes of Lord Rama. And last week we heard about the arrival of the four brothers. Now today we'll first look at the reasons, the four reasons for the Lord's manifestation. The Lord manifested as Ram for four prominent reasons. Two of these reasons were known to the world, and the other two were secret desires of the Lord, unknown to the world. There is a difference between us taking birth and the Lord taking birth. We take birth because of our past deeds or misdeeds, the karma. But the Lord takes birth because He wishes to. How much ever we may try, things don't go according to our desires. Everything takes shape only if the Lord so desires. The first reason is obvious from the demigods and Brahma's request was that the Lord was born to annihilate demons like Ravana. The second reason was an extension of the first. Lord Ram took birth to protect his devotees from the disturbances of the demons. The great demigods and sages were tortured by the demons, and Lord Ram manifested to restore that peace. The third reason for his being born, as Ram was very confidential, the Lord enjoyed rasas or different relationships with different devotees. The Lord reciprocated according to the types of rasa or relationship. The five primary rasas between the Lord and his devotees are Santa Rasa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Santa Rasa devotees exchange neutral relationship with the Lord, such as trees, stones, and other inanimate objects that do not have active exchanges with the Lord, but serve the Lord passively. Dasya Rasa devotees like Hanuman serve the Lord actively through physical, menial, and services. Sakya Rasa devotees like Arjun in Mahabharata serve the Lord through friendship. Their service is to the Lord, to be the Lord's friend. So they shed the trappings of respect and engage in true, genuine friendship and the friendship with the Lord. Vatsalya Rasa devotees like Dasharath engage in serving the Lord through parental affection, and their awe and respect is covered by parental love. The highest and the most intimate are the devotees in Madhurya Rasa, who, like Mother Sita, serve the Lord through physical and emotional intimacy. Of course, in none of the rasas is there any materialism involved. These extremely pure relationships have nothing to do with other mundane experiences of material relationship. Lord Vishnu was lying on his snake bed, and his consort, the goddess of fortune Lakshmi, spoke out her heart while saving him. She in fact complained that as husband and wife, they needed to spend some quality time together. She pointed out that he was surrounded by hundreds of devotees trying to save him in so many different ways. And if none else was around, then Lord Shesa, the snake bed of the Lord, the Anantasis, was always there. She told him that while scouring for a private place, she spotted a married couple on earth spending time talking to each other in their house with none others around. Lakshmi suggested to the Lord that both of them incarnate on earth to experience such privacy. The Lord immediately agreed and told her that both would manifest on earth as Sita and Rama. Accordingly, they appeared as Sita and Ram and waited for 12 long years to be reunited. Nevertheless, even after being united again, they were not able to spend time together. Sita's 353 mother-in-laws, who were constantly in her company, did not allow her any privacy with the Lord. Ram finally realized that if they had to get some private time together, they both would have to go to the forest under some pretext. Seen from this perspective, the whole story of the Ramayana took shape to facilitate one desire of the Lord. The fourth reason for the Lord to appear in Ayodhya had to do with his connection to the Ikshvaku dynasty. Thousands of years ago, Lord Brahma had worshipped Ranganatha, a deity of Lord Vishnu, on a snake bed. Lord Vishnu had himself given the deity to Brahma, and Brahma worshipped the deity for a long time, and then handed it over to King Ikshvaku, a king of the Solar dynasty. Several kings in the Ikshvaku dynasty worshipped the deity for thousands of years until he finally reached King Dashrath. King Dashrath worshipped Ranganatha for many long years. However, despite receiving so much worship, Ranganatha was not satisfied with the quality of worship. Ranganatha had waited too long for someone who could worship him with sufficient love and devotion. Finally, he decided that he himself would have to descend on it to show the real meaning of devotion and worship. Thus, Ranganath manifested as Lord Ram to teach the world how to worship. God does not need quantity to worship, but requires quality. God is hungry for our love, not the things that we offer. This was a rare phenomenon, since the person worshipping and the person being worshipped were the same. In fact, it is said that the facial features of Lord Ranganath resembled that of Lord Ram exactly. This deity of Ranganath is still present in the palace called Sri Rangam in the Tamil Nadu, South India. So the deity in South India, the Ranganath deity in South India, is not from now. It's many, many thousands of years ago that Lord Ranganath, the Lord Vishnu himself, had given the deity to Brahma. From Brahma, went to Ikshvaku and stayed there in Ayodhya for very, very long time, thousands of years. The four sons of Dasarath became the joy of the city. Ayodhya was in love with them. The sound of the stuttering children was music to Dasarath's ears. The course of devotion toward these children tugged at the hearings of Ayodhya's citizens. One day the children began crying incessantly in their cradles, leaving their mothers worried. The three hustled mothers tried their best to quieten and comfort them, but all in vain. Finally, after a whole lot of futile effort, they decided to call Vasishtha for help. Vasishtha studied the scenario. He saw Ram lying in the first cradle, Bharat in the next, followed by Lakshman and Shatrughan. Vasishtha shuffled the cradles to place Ram's cradle near Lakshman's and Bharat's near Shatrughan's. Immediately, the shrieks faded. However, the crying continued. Vasishtha was baffled. He then lifted Lakshman and placed him in the same cradle as Ram. Though both children felt cramped in that little cradle, they were happy to be by each other's side. They looked at each other with affection and smiled. Shatrughan and Bharat, too, felt just as happy when Vasishtha put them in the same cradle. For the family, this was nothing short of a miracle. Though born in different mothers, the kind of love these children had for each other from the cradle itself was novel to human relationship. This became the mother's magic formula whenever the children cried. From a deeper spiritual perspective, Lakshman represents a living entity and Ram represents God. The living entity finds satisfaction only in the loving company of God. Every other Ada means an effort to make the living entity happy will only increase the pain of separation in its heart. It externally, the living entity may convince itself that it is happy, but internally, the soul cries for connection with Lord. As the children grew up, the pairs became inseparable. Ram and Ram could not eat or sleep without Lakshman. Even if his mother offered him the tastiest of sweets, he would not eat until he shared this with Lakshman. Whenever Ram mounted a horse to go on a hunting expedition, Lakshman madly rushed behind to assist him. In Valmiki Ramayana, Rama's childhood is described in as few as 10 verses. But there are other sources, including Kamba Ramayana, which charms from with more sweet stories of Ram's early days. Once the children, about 5 years old, found an exciting little muddy patch when playing in the palace gardens. They began flinging mud balls at each other for fun. KK and Kaushalya rushed to stop them, but the boys were so carried away that they bombarded their mothers with mud balls. Soon the mothers were as much covered in slush as the children. Just then Ram spotted hunchback Mantra, one of KK's assistants. He decided to have some fun at the expense of Mantra. Ram attached a mud ball to the tip of an arrow, and when the mothers went looking, he aimed at the Mantra's hunchback. The arrow hit its mark, and the mud ball burst open, drenching Mantra in slush. Ram and his brothers began to laugh hysterically. The slush-drenched mothers had seen what had happened, but took the incident lightly and laughed alone. Mantra, however, had a serious demeanor and despised pranks. Besides, he had always hated Ram. After this incident, her hatred only deepened. She snarled at Ram, and the whole scene turned grave. KK, realizing the change in mood, intervened and took Mantra aside to pacify her. Mantra harbored memories of this incident for 20 long years before finally taking her revenge. Human minds can be so complicated, one can never tell when one may offend someone. This was probably the only time in Lord Ram's life that he had played a prank. But this prank cost him 14 years of exile. Humor definitely adds value to the quality of life, but it can only be shared with those who relate to it. Else, it could change relationship forever. Dasara decided to officially start training his children under the able sage Vasishtha. Dasara approached Vasishtha with the four boys, requesting that he take them under his tutelage. Vasishtha gladly accepted them. In fact, he was waiting for this day from the moment they were born. As Vasishtha took charge of the boys, Dasarath sat down to see his children learn. Ram was the apple of Dasarath's eyes, and he could not fathom why he never tired of looking at the boy for so many hours at a stretch. Dasarath had seen Ram through every stage of his life this far, as a newborn, as a toddler, as a small child playing around. He was now looking forward to seeing another phase of his son's childhood, his education. Vasi is interrupted. Dasharatha thoughts, Dasharatha looks distraught. Vasi is interrupted and requested the king to leave for his palace. Dasharatha looked distraught, almost as if Vasi had asked him to stop breathing. Dasharatha complained to Vasi that it was normal tradition for a father to watch his children learn. Vasi reminded Dasharatha that normal rules apply to normal children and that his children were not normal. Realizing the futility of his request and the firmness in Vasi's resolve, Dasharatha sadly retired to his palace. Vasi now turned his focus onto the four boys. With folded hands, he began circumambulating them. He prayed to Lord Ram, "My dear Lord, we are the one who had blessed me. You are the one who had blessed me with the intelligence and countless capabilities, and you now want me to teach you? Please empower me to teach you what I know as my offerings of gratitude to you. Just as people worship Ganga by offering her own waters to her, let me worship you by offering you what you have bestowed upon me." With these verses began to teach martial arts to the boys. Vasi did not want Dasharatha to see him praying to Ram, because as a father, he would not be able to fathom the logic behind a guru worshipping his disciple. Vasi wanted to conceal Ram's real identity. All abilities that we possess are gifts bestowed upon us by God. When we learn to use these gifts for the higher purpose, we act like Vasishtha. When we use these gifts to satisfy our selfish agenda and not to save the society, then we act like Ravana, who sought selfish pleasures. The four boys began learning the basics. Soon Ram could ride elephants and horses with great expertise and ride chariots. He was so good with his bow and arrow that it seemed as if he bred archery. Ram was very absorbed in everything he did. Ram and Lakshman loved to learn from everyone they came across. They were keenly receptive and their thirst for knowledge was limitless. The brothers often visited the hermitages of great saints, sat at their feet and learned from them. They used their skills to save society and often looked forward to those occasions when Dasharatha wanted them for assignments so that they could save them. Of course, learning and using their skills came along with a fair share of fun. During one lesson on archery, someone important distracted Vasishtha. While Vasishtha was looking away, Ram nudged Lakshman, pointing out to a woman walking by. This woman wore a huge nose ring, which became the target of Ram's innocent mischief. Lakshman shot an arrow, which on reaching the target's nose imitated a liquid shrinking her ring. A ring shrunk around her nostrils to such an extent that she began gasping for breath. She started screaming in pain. To ease her discomfort, Ram, who would never even harm an ant, shot another arrow to increase the size of the nose ring. The woman was astounded. She had no clue how her nose ring became big again. She looked around and realized that the two innocent-looking boys had something to do with it all. When she asked Ram, he said that they wanted to test their archery skills by making her nose ring small. But because the ring had become too small, they had to use another arrow to increase the size. She refused to believe that human beings could do such things with a bow and arrow. To prove they were right, Lakshman shot another arrow, which pulled the ring off her nose. She began yelling when she saw her ring flying into the sky. Instantly, Ram shot another ring, bringing the ring back to her nose. Through this entire episode, the arrows never once touched her body. By the time Vasishtha came back to teach them, they had managed to send away the shell-shocked woman. The brothers never used their skill to harm anyone. Such fun moments were very rare, almost non-existent in their life. Ram was serious and maturity personified. He often traveled through Ayodhya to interact with the lay persons, inquiring if they needed any help. He did all he could when he came to helping everyone. Soon Ram became the most loved person in Ayodhya. His beauty accentuated his good qualities and made Ram very dear to the citizens of Ayodhya. Vasishtha's teacher was particularly proud to see his student achieve such glory. Soon Dasara's little toddlers had became big boys. Ram's childhood had given away to boyhood. The father had soaked in every single step of his son's childhood and relished every moment of it, just as a painter would his painting. Witnessing the blank canvas manifesting into a masterpiece after every stroke, swish of and smudge of color. In fact, here, the masterpiece taking shape was the creator himself. Dasharatha was thrilled to see his masterpiece in such close to perfection. Ram's attraction grew with each passing moment. Just when Dasharatha believed that this was the most perfect Ram could ever be, he would shine through yet again, leaving Dasharatha awestruck. So we'll stop here and we'll continue with it next week. Let's hear, have some kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.